Here at the Maghazi Prep School for Girls that is run by the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, in the Middle Gaza Strip refugee camp of Maghazi,
7,400 Palestinian men, women and children have been displaced from northern Gaza Strip and Gaza City. At one of the classrooms that have been turned into shelter rooms are Mohammed Abu Shawish, a mother of two little girls and two boys, helps feed her children by frying some tomato and onions using a gas stove that she was able to bring from her home in the Al Zaytun neighborhood of Gaza City when she and her husband Imad were forced to leave to southern areas of Gaza following Israeli army demand from residents of northern Gaza and Gaza City to leave the residential homes.
Can you imagine? I have difficulty helping my children go to the bathroom. Sometimes they urinate on themselves. This is because we do not have enough lighting and we're always afraid of Israeli shelling. And we lack privacy.
Mohammed's husband, Imad, is a construction worker. For now, he does not have enough money to buy things for his family.
Before we were forced to leave, we managed to bring with us some bags of flour provided by the UNRWA. We managed to send the flour to a nearby bakery, which returns the flour back to us as pieces of bread with these coupons. Today, for example, the bakery had problems and we were not able to get our portion of bread. As you see, the UNRWA provided every five family members with a piece of corned beef and three pieces of tuna per day. As truckloads of assistance are entering, we need food, blankets, and mattresses, as the rooms lack such things. As you see, we managed to make our own mattresses by putting our blankets on top of each other.
Imad and his wife are not the only family being sheltered at this classroom, but four other relative families, with a total of 39 family members. Women and children sleep at the room, while men sleep out in the school's yard for privacy purposes. The local UNRWA staff in charge of the now shelter school told Pacifica that the UNRWA had provided the school with only 200 mattresses and 90 carpets, along with dozens of blankets, for a total of 7,400 displaced residents. In the southern Gaza Strip city of Khan Yunis, some 17,000 Palestinian men, women and children have been displaced at the UNRWA-run vocational training center in the city. Among those being sheltered are 900 others staying at 80 tents in the center's yard. According to staff members of the shelter center, the tents were donated by the International Committee of the Red Cross in Gaza. Asil Al-Jabri is a 20-year-old student of nursing from northern Gaza City. Asil and her six-member family have been displaced after Israeli army had heavily raided the Al-Mukhabarat neighborhood in northern Gaza City.
Actually, this is not a life, and we increasingly feel death equals life here in Gaza. What kind of a situation is this? We are losing our health and our privacy.
Over the weekend, Israeli air raids on Gaza have been intensified against various parts of the region. Health officials suggest that the number of those killed over the past few days has reached about 400. In the Middle Gaza Strip refugee camp of Nusayrat, Israeli warplanes raided a local marketplace, claiming the lives of eight people, including a woman, and wounding dozens others. Meanwhile, 20 truckloads of medical and food supplies have been reportedly entered the Gaza Strip, but concerned Gaza officials say that those quantities constitute only 2.5% of goods and commodities that used to enter the territory on daily basis prior to the outbreak of war. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Almighari in Gaza.